is no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
That's when the cannibalism started.
I'm confused, but this is too professional.
Yeah? Way too much for you?
Yeah, this is too much stuff.
Can you handle it?
Can you handle the heat?
Because we're rolling.
All right. Well, welcome to the last...
Get out of the kitchen!
Whoa! Welcome to the last podcast on the left with Marcus Parks. I'm Ben Kissel with us as always.
Can you throw some light oriental music down for me?
Oriental?
Just as long as you don't call it oriental again.
Can you put some light sort of just... China music.
Yeah, okay, China that's music. Slightly yeah. better.
Tiny music, Hong Kong, Henry Zabrowski.
now you're adding prefixes to Hong Kong?
That's just what I had.
That was good, though, yeah.
That was just that addition. It's like Sub-Zero.
Yeah,
Sub-Zero Hong Kong.
Somewhere in North
which
Korea.
Which is me in a snowsuit.
Yeah.
Somewhere in North
with
Korea.
With wontons in my pockets. Mm. Oh, that's fun. I am so echoey.
Do you want to take them off?
No.
We're using headphones here. It's really blowing the
Help
mind.
Me! I'm in the well! You can't hear the echo, can they?
No.
Can you add an echo to that?
Yeah.
Hear me, I'm down in the well.
Okay.
I'm hungry. Toss me a hamburger.
You've been in there 3 minutes.
Oh, I'm hungry.
It's good to be back.
Well,
it's good to have you back, Henry.
Absolutely. All right, so today we're going to talk about occult and occult symbolism in modern-day America. It's all around us. A lot of us don't recognize it when we pass.
In our Jew-run media.
Take it easy. Take it easy, Hong Kong. A lot of us...
A lot of the research really focuses on the Jew-run part of media.
They don't love it. They
no.
don't love it.
No.
But God knows...
They're very concerned.
They are very concerned. Symbolism is all around. So today we're going to reveal some of these symbols to you.
Sorry.
Give you some information, so when you're driving around in your wonderful Cadillacs or your suburban SUVs...
Your Jew-run suburban SUVs!
Whatever, usually you just run on gasoline, maybe a hybrid, I don't know. You're going to be able to recognize when Satan is trying to get into your mind and convince you to do evil things.
One thing I picked up while researching this topic that's very interesting, they talk about the way the human mind, like... uses information, and one of those, it's like, you know, you have something like 24 to 240,000 like neurons that are used to store information in your brain, and the way they work, they're photographic cells essentially. So they work on symbols, they work on images, not words. So that's what's really interesting. Like that's why symbols are so potent and manipulated by our Jew-run media and government.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with Satanism in your home, particularly Satanism in your bathroom.
Yes.
Procter and Gamble, possibly the most famous of all the occult symbolism in, I guess, America in general. In 1992, there was a big thing where there was a rumor spreading around by rival companies that the head of Procter and Gamble had gone on TV.
Like Mr. Toilet?
And said...
Yeah. Scrubbing bubbles. I've got a conspiracy theory for you, my friends. Those Procters and Gamble's not so safe.
And they were saying that the head of Procter & Gamble had gone on TV and admitted that he was a member of the Church of Satan.
Hell yeah.
And the reason why this was actually
Rock
a part
and
of
roll.
It.
Hail Satan.
Like Procter & Gamble's old logo. It used to be called the old man in the moon. And they used it up until 1992. And what it was is that it was a circle.
I like it.
It was a circle with kind of a crescent moon face, like a man with a crescent.
Islam.
Yeah, sure. You know, they don't even talk about that, but sure, let's throw it in there. Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
And there were 13 stars in this logo. And
oh, like the original American flag.
And that's what they said. That's what their claim was, that it was supposed to represent the 13 original colonies.
Which doesn't make any fucking sense. It's a toilet company.
Well, they make soaps.
It's not a tri-corner fucking hat company. It's not like a don't tread on me fucking, like we're all going to wear wool shorts company.
Yeah. You're not buying it at Lids. That's true.
And at the top of the Crescent Moon Man. Head, what Procter & Gamble says is merely tufts of hair, obviously two horns.
Interesting. So the devil is on the moon.
The devil is on the moon.
with the 13 stars surrounding it.
Well, definitely the spray of liquid shit I just did in the bathroom would be a suitable prayer to Satan. So I'm glad. And I would love to see symbols like that when I'm desperately sweat trickling down my back in a porter potty at some kind of music festival.
And that's where you see most Procter & Gamble products. You see them in the bathroom. Do you think that's on purpose? When you are making a nasty dookie, you are the closest that you can be with Satan any given day.
Oh, yeah.
So you're looking at a Procter & Gamble product. I mean, it's very possible to get them to get a convert in that situation.
And in one case, because they threw out all kinds of defamation suits when the Satanism stuff was going on.
People
and they
sued them because they were Satanists?
No, they
Procter
& Gamble
people, right?
sued other people for saying that they were Satanists. And in one case, it raised a couple of eyebrows when they specified exactly they were seeking $66,600 in damages.
Wow.
That's just fun lawyers.
Take it to the people's court.
In this Jew-run lawyer society.
You never know who runs it.
But I just think it's important as a confirmed Satanist.
Yeah, it's official. Henry and Marcus, you guys are official Satanists now.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is fascinating. Okay.
We are full-time Satanists.
So are you.
But I think what's important
Are you never going to buy Mr. Tom's toothpaste again? Only Procter & Gamble
No,
products?
I love the way it smells. I mean, I have no product allegiance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Okay, I don't give a fuck.
That's what that's like. That is the base of Satanism. Is I don't give a fuck.
It's going to be really tough to follow.
Yes. But I mean, it's just important because, like, if you look at it from an advertising perspective,
right.
You know, you got to get people wherever you can. You know what they say?
That's
like,
right.
You have to see a name three times before you can understand it. So, as far as I'm before it can really absorb into your brain,
right?
So it's like, yeah, get them while they're shitting, get them while they're cheating on their wives.
Vulnerable.
That's what's important. That's where
when they
get
that astro glide out there, and it all comes back to the butt.
Always.
Right. Always.
Because the butthole, if you look at, like, let's say you just cut.
Is that the eye of Horus?
It's like an eye of Horus. If you just cut the asshole out of a man or a woman and lay it down, it's like a flower.
It's
like the sun.
Put a little stick in it.
Heavy
like a little
symbology.
Appetizer. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the eye of Horus, that is seen in both the CBS logo and the Dairy Queen logo.
Very interesting.
And while we're on the subject of CBS, let's go into a little bit of numerology here. So this,
yeah, hit us with some numbers, Marcus. Now, this is what's important is that this stuff is rock solid.
Well,
we
math doesn't lie. The world is math, and this
look
is
at
numbers.
The math. Okay,
absolutely.
They are trying. This is we are all puppets. Being run for some giant, what the Illuminati calls their specific craft.
That's
the
right.
Illuminati, Freemasonry, all of that into one giant Jew-run conspiracy machine.
You know, I missed that one. I missed it.
Oh, what did I say?
I don't know. I missed it.
I'm just saying that there's just, look at the research and hit him with the numbers, Marcus. It's all over the place.
You're gonna shit.
We're
about to shit, Henry.
Sold a long time ago.
Okay, don't shit. Okay, we agree.
George Washington started this.
Okay,
this is from theforbiddenknowledge.com/hardtruth/ 1333 Freemason signs.
All right.
What this guy's numerology code is that it's the simplest one there is. A is 1, B is 2, 3 is C. Etc., etc., etc. Yeah, so the first one, CBS. 3 is the C, B is the 2, S is 19. 3 plus 2 minus 19.
17.
13.
13!
13 again.
Whoa!
See, but that's just one. Oh, but that's just, you know, that's a coincidence.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I was always very bad at math.
Yeah. You think that's a coincidence?
No, it's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what about.
3 plus 2 is 5. Minus 19. Isn't that 14? Isn't that 14?
I think it is.
All right.
Let's just.
Okay, so right. It's 3.
All right, we're starting off rough.
Three.
We're starting off rough on the numerology.
No, okay, let's figure it. Okay, so it's CBS.
A equals 13?
Yes.
Okay, no, so it's 3.
This is my question.
Plus right, 2.
Before we even go deeper into this, why is 13 so important? Is 13 just like a numerology thing? Does it mean a specific thing? Like, why is it tied into the Illuminati's agenda?
It is, you know what? I didn't really care enough to.
Good question, Henry.
There are 13 stars in the Mason Square.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's 13 is a Masonic thing.
Okay.
Yeah, as is 33. There are 13, like, just like...
33 is, like, the top level of Masonry.
Yeah, 33 is the top level of the highest level you can get in the Masonic
Sounds
Lodge.
Sounds like
yeah.
Masons just had a very lazy astronomist, and they were like, hey, go count the stars. And he's like, 13. There's, like, 13 of them. I don't fucking know. 13
I also
stars.
Bet, it's got to have something to do with the various families. I'm pretty certain that's what I read, is that it's, there are 13 family lines.
13 bloodlines.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so 13 bloodlines are built into the Masonic thing, and they are all strategically placed within important areas of government, education, science, politics, entertainment. Chiron Entertainment.
Interesting.
And
they represent the 13 satanic families. That's the big 13.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we got to look into that.
You got your Cruises, your Kardashians, you got your Rosenbergs, and
Penelope
Hindenblatt.
And so the first one, the first numerology, bit of a bust. You know,
I mean,
he starts off
14?
Weak. I'm pretty sure it's 14.
Yeah, it's 3 plus 2, 5 minus 19 minus 5 is 14.
No, it's 4. That's not.
Is 13. It 19? Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go to one that we know is true.
This is like the 2 plus 2 equals 5 type thing,
It's kind of like the end of the movie Clue, when they were trying to figure out how many bullets were in the gun.
Flames!
To the side of my face!
All right, let's go for some super. Madeline let's go Cut. For some media here.
She's dead.
CNN.
Okay,
CNN.
I want to hear this. So, again, rock solid math.
Rock solid.
We're looking at stuff. They're trying to permeate their fucking agenda into things we see every day.
Mm-hmm.
Really too bad about that CBS bust.
See?
That's pretty rough. That was a misstep.
It's a rough start. That's okay, though.
He thought that was the most obvious one, too.
Right. Yeah,
that's like 13. That's 13.
Started with that.
He just was rushing.
Yeah.
I think he did this, like, I think he made this website, like, in the bathroom while at work. Like, on his, like, brought his laptop into the bathroom.
It's an extremely manic website. Yeah. Yes. There's not really many spaces.
He's got too much stuff to shit out. He can't always be double-checking his facts.
Yeah.
Seems like he let his bias get in the way of his numbers a little bit, but that's okay.
But this one we know is true. CNN.
CNN.
Yeah.
I believe this.
C3. N14.
Mm-hmm.
3 okay. plus 1 plus 4 plus 1 plus 4 equals 13.
Okay, so then that's, he just took those numbers.
Yeah, you put another number in
okay,
there.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Can you do that? You just put another number in there?
No, you just broke up the 1 and the 4. Instead of it being 14 plus 14 plus 3, which would be 31, which if you just flip it backwards is 13.
Put it in a mirror. Yeah, with 31 needs to go shave, he needs to look in a mirror.
And that's really true because you should put your life up to a mirror and look at what you're doing.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And guys, I'm 31.
Weird.
Yeah.
Think about that.
13 backwards.
Think about that.
You know, but in all numerology, though, like when you're supposed to break down your name or your birthday, they do the same thing. If double digits, they do the same sort of code, like in terms of the way you like assign letters and like to in your name and how you could find out what your heart number is.
Okay.
And that's what they do. They break the double digits, digits into single digits.
How old your heart is? Mine's like 68.
Yeah. 69. I'm a solid 92-year-old heart.
You look great.
I feel like shit.
That's good. All right, so we got one complete bust. CNN's a half make.
Let's get complicated with it.
All right, let's get complicated.
Let's do one more complicated, and then we'll jump to another thing, and then we got to jump. Well, then we'll feed him some more numbers.
Yeah. We'll come back. Let's get a little complicated. KGB.
Okay. KGB.
Yeah. K10G7B2.
So that's
this one.
Just straight adding that's 19.
As he said, nope. As he says, this one's very clever as it's reversed.
Oh, yes.
And what that is, 2 times 7.
He just threw a times in
there. He just multiplied.
Equals 14 minus, and what he did on the reverse, instead of 10, 01. 14 minus 1 equals 13. Like, it's clever. It's very clever.
Like
it's just clever. It's his Juron KGB is always mixing up the numbers.
I just don't know about these numbers. It seems like he's really playing around with them. He's taking some liberties here.
Oh, yes. He's Mitt Romney in them.
Yeah.
He's Romneying these numbers.
That's okay.
All right. And let's move on to some of the occult symbols in fast food. And general, like, Christ.
And this is perfect. And this hits straight at the American heart, you know, because it's like, we are all wrapped in carcinogen-laden fat.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. This whole country, and there is nothing quite as important to the American psyche as fast food symbology what it's doing to gain members for our satanic army. Let's hear it, Marcus. Woo!
It is a chubby army.
All right.
One hell of a chunky squad.
Let's start with everyone's favorite, Arby's.
Ooh, I don't know if it's everybody's favorite, but I certainly like
their
mozz
sticks. Didn't you say that the Arby's meat is just
liquefied?
Yeah.
And then the devil comes in, puts a little spell over it, and it hardens up.
Don't you mean it's just boiled in a big plastic bag until it's solid?
Yeah, they put it in the fridge. They boil it and put it in a fridge. Whatever. Or the devil comes in and makes
Arby's.
It for you. Try it.
So how Arby's, if you take the Arby's cowboy hat.
Yeah? Love that cowboy hat.
And you put it sideways.
Mm-hmm.
13.
It says it's 13.
Yeah, it says it's 13. Same thing with McDonald's.
No.
No, well, it does. It does if you look at the picture that we have right.
No, look at the picture. Can we put these pictures up somewhere?
Look around. Look.
Just take a look. And you'll be thoroughly convinced.
That is like sideways cowboy hat.
That, well, yes, it is. It is that. Yes,
that
you're right.
That is what that is.
But it's also the number 13.
Yeah, it's a sideways cowboy hat. But McDonald's.
Think
you cannot deny.
No,
but if you
true.
Take the golden arches and the straight line of McDonald's at the bottom, if you put that on its side, 13.
To me, it just looks like tits.
Everything looks like tits to you. You put a nipple on everything.
It. Yeah.
You're all always right, mentally right, well, putting nipples on things.
Okay, maybe fast food's a bust, okay?
No,
maybe
so.
Let's what about that? Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to cars.
Okay, cars.
Okay. All right, cars. First of all,
we're everyone driving cars everywhere. I mean,
yeah.
You got to go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, and you're driving them straight into the heart of Satan. Give it up for Satan, Mark.
Satan! Hail Satan!
Hail Satan.
All right. Chrysler, if you look at the Chrysler symbol, wings. The
Can I look at it?
Yeah.
Okay, take
it
a look.
It is the Egyptian symbol for the god Ra.
Oh, isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
And what does that have to do with the occult?
It's Egyptian.
Well, think about it. Think about it. It's the number 13.
No, the Egyptian thing goes back to, if we want to just get confusing
get
here for a second.
Go confusing.
It's back to our alien agenda thing, right?
Because holy Lord, never mind.
So
we're going
saying,
back to the alien agenda.
Do you remember the Giza intelligence, which was the team of greys and draconian aliens that like lived in ancient Egypt that helped build our pyramids and then like basically fell out of favor when they tried to approach the Nazis to use them as their... in order to get human bodies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's makes where this starts from,
yeah.
You know?
And another thing, Mazda.
Is that confused? I mean, that means nothing.
No. Yeah.
But it's just like, but the ancient alien philosophy that where modern humankind came from our alien forefathers, mm-hmm. which started the Illuminati agenda, which was the strains of superhumans that were made by aliens way, 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 way back then.
How far back?
Way, 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 way back then.
Back then, okay.
Yeah, back then.
Okay.
Back then and back there.
But it started there, and so a lot of Egyptian mythology is used in, you know, it's used in Freemasonry, it's used in, what's with the fezzes?
That would be
Shriners. The Shriners with their homosexual... their homosexual initiation rites that they have to do. They have to fellate one another in order to debase themselves in front of their Egyptian gods.
Really?
Sticking with our mainstream idea, Fez, a well-known homosexual from that 70s show, is that why they called him Fez?
No, Fez was homosexual.
He was just foreign.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they teetoed it a little bit. He was a little on the gay side.
Well, back to the cars. The Mazda truck.
Mazda.
This man owns two Mazda trucks.
Uh-oh, double Satanist.
They have 13-gallon gas tanks.
Wow. You can't make that up.
Who wrote this website? What website
are you looking at? The devil wrote it.
This is on ForbiddenKnowledge.com.
This is
hard truth,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, this was written in 2001 by Robert Howard, who I think Robert knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely.
It's Robert, if you listen to this podcast, I need you to come here, all right? We need to bust this whole thing open, all right? Send us an email at...
CaveComedyRadio@gmail.com.
And prove your numbers here, because it looks like you're just flipping cowboy hats on the side and just saying random shit about gas tanks. All right? I don't think it's a conspiracy, but if you got the hard truth, bring it to us.
That's right. Yeah.
And we'll send it to the literally 100 people that listen to this podcast at any given time.
Ooh. You want to hear some 33 numbers?
Let's hear some 33.
I'll start with one that you're going to love.
Can we go, what is the meaning of 33? What's the meaning of 33?
It is the 33? Degrees of Masonry, and that is the highest degree of Mason that you can achieve.
You want that one.
That's what George Washington was. That's what Thomas Jefferson was when they came together and designed Washington, D.C., which has over 25 built-in zodiac symbols the architecture of everything. And it's very interesting. It's like, again, and it harkens back to ancient Egypt,
mm-hmm.
right? The sign for Sirius, right, which was one of the major Egyptian gods, was the sign of an obelisk, a pentagram, and a pentagon and a dome. And if you look at the way it's positioned in the same exact map like locations, like the way they are in the traditional hieroglyphic for it, where the Washington Monument, Pentagon, and the White House is. Think it's fucking that. Rock solid.
It is rock solid. It also leads to some wonderful street art. Why so serious if they would put a picture of the Egyptian god? Get on this street artist.
That's great.
Get
that's
on
good,
this
that's
street
a good
artist.
That's t-shirt
that's
design.
Really good.
There
yeah,
we go. There
yeah.
we go. Thinking of ideas. All right, so we're to the number 33.
33? Harp. H-A-A-R-P.
The beer.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. This is the HARP project. This is.
Oh,
yeah.
The weather machine.
Yeah, the weather machine. HARP.
H8A1A1R18P16.
8 minus 1 equals 7. Plus 1 equals 8. Plus 18 equals 26. Plus 1 equals 27. Plus 6 equals 33.
It's
God, how,
again.
This, how does this guy order off like a menu? It's like numbers. So you want the chicken parm?
33!
Okay, I guess we're going to give you the fucking chicken parm.
Give me a number 6 plus 4 minus 7 minus 9. 3, 4, 5, 5, 5, 5, yeah. 5.
Excuse me, I'll have your Jew-run tuna sandwich. Yeah.
No, that's just Hank. He always comes in here. He always orders the number 13. It always is just number 13. Mm-hmm.
And every time he's like, I gotcha!
Yeah, fucker!
Harry S. Truman, as the 33rd president, was a 33rd degree Mason, initiated the nuclear age, the crowning success of alchemy, when the first A-bomb exploded at the 33rd Parallel Trinity test site in Alamogordo, New Mexico. He was responsible for killing thousands of Japanese at two cities. And by the way, he calls that the Yellow Peril.
What?
I've never heard
no,
that.
No, that's not the Yellow yeah. Peril.
At
that's
two cities
else.
Close to the 33rd Parallel.
Yellow Peril, that is just... Racist. That's racist.
That
yeah.
sounds like
that
a shirt company.
Atomic bomb. It's just like calling like beating up Asian people in the street. Just the yellow danger. Yeah, just like, watch out for that yellow danger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one of
whatever happened to that? By the way, that terror chart we used to have.
Oh,
we
they got rid of it. That a few years ago. Yeah,
they got to bring it back. I loved that.
Yeah, I like that too. Oh, we're at an orange.
It's orange. What does it mean? Nothing. Doesn't mean anything. It all equals 13.
I wish they use animals, like in the Chinese, like
right.
Like whatever it is, like birth.
Oh, it's
stuff.
A turtle today. Everything
oh,
will be
turtle,
fine.
It's
they're
fine.
Moving slow.
Oh no, it's Wolverine.
God damn it.
Right. Well, let's...
What about Obama in this Freemason?
Before we get to that, let's do one more thing on this crazy fucker's page.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Media.
We're the first three people to read his page, by the way, and we fucking broadcast
time, yeah.
it.
Let's go for movies.
I love the internet so much.
Yeah. Oh, God. Movies. And this was made in 2001, so so all these films were probably around the year 2000.
Well, no. When he starts... and you would be correct...
Yeah.
The movie Any Given Sunday.
Okay.
Man, he's obsessed with this movie.
He
loves
is so
it.
Obsessed with this movie. The quarterback, and if you can't remember, Any Given Sunday was an Oliver Stone movie about football that had Al Pacino.
LT fucking saw in the car in half.
Yeah. Lawrence okay. Taylor was fucking awesome in that movie.
God, I wish he would be talking about Varsity Blues, though.
I
Vanderbeek's
know.
Best.
So, in that movie.
I like The Replacements.
The remake.
The quarterback was number 13. The receiver was number 33.
Oh, my God.
And who could miss the all-seeing eye throughout the movie? The message was obvious to this man. What they were saying is this.
God, this guy...
everything
is more exciting for him. Everything's so much more exciting, though.
I just wish I could have that much excitement
it's
and
awesome.
Urgency in my life.
He's really watching the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the only one in there seeing the film.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there half-stoned, giggling about the tits.
All right. There are 33 titles in the Old Testament. Uh-huh. For the Antichrist.
Whoa.
Yeah, 33 right. titles for the Antichrist
yeah.
in the Old
Mr.
Testament.
Mr. Giggles.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Slappy Hands.
There are 13 titles for him in the New Testament.
Okay. Interesting.
Satan, 13, yeah, number 13,
okay.
is the quarterback.
Cool. So
33rd degree.
Satan. Yeah, Satan's my co-pilot.
Yeah.
Satan's the quarterback as well.
33rd degree Masons are the receivers. In other words, the 33s are bringing back the Old Testament, Egypt, Isis, Osiris, Ra, Satan, one world religion, Zeppi, Teppi.
You know what else I was reading about you? I'm putting with Isis. Look at the sign for the American dollar, right?
Uh-huh.
S with the two lines through it. You rip it apart.
It spells Isis.
Think about that.
Think about
it. There's a porn star named Isis who actually gets icicles stuffed up her pussy.
She's pretty great. I like her a lot. Yeah.
Continue on with your
what was the
wing bat theory?
What was the last thing that you said? Zippy zap? Tippity tap? What was that one?
He's Zeppy flare on it.
Yeah, put
Zeppy Teppy.
Zeppy Teppy.
Yeah, Zeppy Teppy is the one world religion of Isis, Osiris, Ra, and Satan. Zeppy Teppy was that corrupt golden age of incarnate demons which the Egyptian mystery religion represented and continues to represent.
I see that.
It is an ancient, violent, and immoral world which developed before the flood, which New Age spirit guides are seeking to reestablish. They are seeking to reestablish this age under globalization to be ruled once again by 13 Satan, New Testament, Antichrist, even the movie The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans.
He seems
Damon
like
had the number 13
movies.
On the back of his head. What was he in the movie? A forced retired quarterback looking for payback. How can this be more obvious? Okay, we're back online.
All right,
I got a little excited.
That's exactly how animated he was when he was writing that, and it was immediately followed by the thought, here comes Honey Boo Boo is on.
No, you hear his mother go, Robert, come down, I made spaghetti.
God damn it, Mom, I'm figuring out the last Boy Scout.
Turn off your football films.
It's not about football.
But if you take a look at that, like all of that talking about incarnate demons and all that stuff, that it easily reflects back to the reptilian agenda and like David Icke's whole thing, where it's like if you were take all those ideas, the religious aspect out of it, and replace the giant 15-foot reptile lords that made us, then it starts making some sense.
15 feet. Do you have any evidence on this?
That's what David Icke said. He was approached by a 15-foot tall reptile.
15 feet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then you could say that it makes... And that's like... I've been reading David Icke's book, The Biggest Idea. I finally sat and reading it.
Was he just tripping off a mescaline at the swamps looking at alligators?
He was like going... He's like, you know... Yes, what I'm saying sounds ridiculous. And yes, I was going through a pretty horrible divorce at the time. It's like this like long thing.
Reptilians are all lawyers
as
well.
I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat the truth for you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that reptilians are not out to destroy humankind.
Right.
I'm not going to say that because I know that makes me sound crazy when I talk about the reptiles. But when you're approached by a 15-foot reptile and he tells you about his secret agenda, I'd like to see how you react and what you want to write down. And you want to make sure that people get the truth. And you're just like, man, you are fucked.
See, that was a really, really bad divorce. I'm sorry, dude.
I'm sorry, buddy. You are in pain. I know that you're in pain right now.
I mean, he probably is the proper reaction if he was approached by a 15-foot alligator creature, reptilian type. You know, that's how you
I just
would
think
act.
He went to the zoo.
Yeah, probably.
And he went to the zoo. He just got
he
done
saw
listening
his wife's
to
face
Neil Young's
Tonight's
the Night over and over again. You know, he's just like sitting there imagining suicide, and the alligator just turned to him and just like, David? You're the only one who can stop us.
I think
you're right. You're fucking right.
Jesus, I am here for a reason.
No, it's very... And all that is just so convoluted. But in the end, one thing we learn, again, from some prior research, that Obama is one of these reptiles, and they are helping. The Obama is working with... The Obama and the reptiles are working with the Illuminati in order to create one world government, in order to finally turn humans into the chattel that the repto sapiens need in order to survive. Like, they're going to feed off our bad juju and our
bad... why would they just eat us right now?
Well, to me...
No, we're not done yet.
We're not processed.
That's my theory for 2012, December 21st, 2012, is that I believe that is when the next human harvest is done.
Okay.
And that's when the reptilians will finally start harvesting humanity for whatever it is that they're breeding us for.
Yes.
I mean, so they need to make us into like a mash, put us into a quiche, make us like a calzone type thing.
Like a hash.
Yeah. Like a human hash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know how many people
I think
they're alien lizard creatures, but they got a down home sensibility.
They're locavores.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Very, very small plate.
Shop
locally. You know,
locally.
Like artisanal, like...
Right.
Human tits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're technically organic.
And
so,
of course, they can't kill all of us, because if they kill all of us, then they won't have any more harvest in the future.
Won't have any slaves for us to build the giant rocket that it's going to take for them to go back to Nibiru or Draco, depending on what side of the argument you're on, when that planet shows back up into our solar system in 2012, the end of this year.
Right.
when Nibiru comes back, because it shows up in our solar system every 36,000 years, that's going to be the time for them to shoot from us.
It just appears or it travels through?
It just appears.
Okay.
Because it's folded into another reality.
Right.
It pops into our solar system.
Hey, I got a tummy. I know what that looks like. You know? I think it's inside of my belly button right now. Anywho. So it'll be coming,
yeah,
and we're
going to
see it.
And these Jew-run reptiles are going to...
We're saying, you just threw that
yeah,
one in.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no Jew-run. The Jews and the reptiles don't have any... Even
Who's
though
pulling the strings of the reptiles?
Bloomberg looks like a lizard. Yes, I will.
He does.
He looks a lot like a lizard.
I blame tanning. Too much tanning for that.
Yeah,
though.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with Obama, what's the evidence that he's a reptilian?
Just look at him.
Look at him, number one. That's
well,
good.
This one man made a very good point. So they were talking about the stories of many abductees. Mm-hmm. And where all this comes together is the Greys and the Reptosapiens are using Freemason and Illuminati symbology in order to help, like, hypnotize the human public in order to make us easily taken over when the time comes.
And so are they using places like Arby's to hypnotize us with food, McDonald's?
Absolutely, of course.
CBS.
Yeah. And you're also looking at the Aurora shooter, like what happened in Aurora and all that stuff. This is just a part of the Illuminati. Like this, the Aurora shooter was trained by MKUltra, and he is being used in order to take away our gun rights. You make a highly publicized like gun massacre, and they're going to take away our guns. And so then when the government comes to pack us up into crates to give to the Reptosapiens, we're looking in December, guys. Right? Uh-huh. Like, we're not going to be able to fight back. So keep your guns. Keep them loaded.
Yeah, I think they
ready
should have
for
done,
the government to come get us.
I think they should have done the Aurora thing about 3 years ago, because I don't think they know how slow Congress moves. They're not going to be able to take away any guns before December.
When a 20-foot reptile shows up to your house and he's like, give me your guns.
Yeah, exactly. When a 20-foot reptile shows up to your house, I don't think your fucking 45 cal is going to really stop them all that much, because they're reptiles and they're invincible.
Because what people don't know is actually what kills the Reptosapiens is good vibes. And that's also very true.
Yeah. So
what was I talking about
before? About Obama. I don't know. You want to do a rock.
So Obama. I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff out there.
There is a lot. I love. Well, let's close that wormhole. Let's just open up the other one.
Well, for a long time, Reptosapiens and Greys have been mixing with human DNA and trying to make them look more and more like normal people.
Right.
And several abductees have talked about human-looking Greys that are working alongside the labs of Greys, right?
Teenage reptiles.
And it's becoming more and more prevalent. And if you just look at the shape of Barack Obama's head.
And his mother.
Yes. You will see the shape of a large. He's got a large head,
light bulb like a gray light bulb.
See, I always thought Obama kind of had a tiny head. Does he have a big head?
Are you a reptile?
No, I'm not working for the reptilian. I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not here for you. I am here for you.
You are very large.
No. I am not for the reptilian people. But I mean,
if you are, I'm actually kind of into it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty.
Because I'll join it. I'm with them.
Yeah, can we be down for that?
Yeah, I'll send a report back. We'll see what we say. We'll certainly be interested in
just
eating.
Just tell
Henry.
Him I'm funny.
It'll be the reptilian Satanist pact of 2012.
Yeah, they have a very different sense of humor, the reptilians. Only Fawlty Towers. That's the only comedy they enjoy.
That's pretty
Fawlty
good.
Towers.
I mean, I love Fawlty Towers.
Yeah, exactly. Balloons. Balloons. If you recall that. So anyway, is there anything on Obama's agenda that's purposely reptilian that you think that he's going to trying to pull off right now?
You mean besides trying to take away our guns? He's trying to take away our guns. He is pushing his communist agenda, because since 1917, the communist agenda has taken over 160 million lives. This has all come from the same website.
Mm-hmm.
This I forgot what the name of that. You
no, I don't have yaxed it out before I could get to it.
Yeah, it's very true. He was indoctrinated by his mother. His mother like went and was the son of a U.S. soldier, and she went to go fuck a Kenyan national in order to make him mad, and the Kenyan like agenda has been put in him, which is closely linked to the communist agenda and the Islam agenda, which is mixed in with the communists again. Mm-hmm. Islamo holy wars going against each other, killing millions of people.
Yeah, this is truly psychotic.
And that's what he is. He's trying to, you know. He's going to start a new holy war.
Right.
right? And that's what we're trying to do is lessen the population of the world in order to make it easy for the NWO, the New World Order, to come and take over humankind, which are secretly puppets of the Reptosapiens that are really determining the agendas. They're making movements, you know?
Mm-hmm. Making big money moves.
Anytime someone says, you know, that's like,
No, absolutely. So you mentioned the Islamic thing. What's going on with the Islamic wars? That's like an old school thing.
Yeah, I mean, really, they just don't like them. So I think they just throw them in there just because. Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in all of this, of course, America is both the hero and the villain.
Oh, like, yes.
Yeah. The, America is, you know, it's Masonic and it's, you know, and there's been all this shit going on.
Well, the
hero is
the
Illuminati.
American people. The American people are the only people who can stop this. And the only way to do that is to, you know, get the gun, shoot. And that's the way you got
to
do it.
Listen to Ozzy
knew it.
Ozzy knows everything. Ozzy's
hidden
a goddamn
symbology.
Genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, all right.
Ball is dead. Ball is dead. It's all in there, buddy.
I'm
glad this wasn't confusing. Hit us with a couple more numbers before we leave.
Yeah, we'll do a couple more of the numbers on the way
out. Of course, yeah. All right, so a couple more numbers. Let's go for something a little more complicated. let's go for the XF.
The more complicated it is, the more true it is.
That's
let's
true.
Go for, this is a surprising one, the XFL.
Extreme Football League, the Vince McMahon started. He's part of it all.
It was really big.
I would
for about
a
for 6 months. Yeah,
yeah. I think for 7 months.
Yeah,
he hate me.
This, yeah. That? Oh, everyone remembers he hate me. X is 24. F is 6. L is 12. It's 24 plus 6 equals 30. Plus 1 equals.
Where's
31.
The one coming from?
No, and plus 2. That's
12.
You split the ones and the
I'm
twos.
Sorry.
Yeah,
that's right.
Plus 1 equals 31. Plus 2, 33.
That's 33. What's a 13?
There is no 13 on the XFL. 33. The XFL is a highly Masonic organization.
Interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting.
And if we want to go for one more 13.
If he hate me becomes president, we'll know
we
it's
know what's
true.
Up. All right,
well, do you guys want to get into some negatives?
Get into
all right,
some negatives.
But like, we're going to do one more. NATO.
Ooh.
The North Atlantic Treaties Organization.
To run right. NATO.
N14. A1. I'm glad you got one more of those in there.
Yeah, that's good.
T20-015. 14 minus 1 equals 13 minus 20 equals negative 7 minus 1 equals negative 8 minus 5 equals negative 13.
You can't argue with that.
Yeah, that
those are numbers.
Math. Yeah, absolutely.
Those are. How long did it take him to figure that one out?
I don't know. I think a lot of time alone.
Yeah.
A lot of time alone truly helped him.
Yeah, enough time for his mother to make him mac and cheese. He always has mac and cheese on Tuesdays. All right, well, that's it. I think we really solved a lot of things.
I think we're up to our fucking eyeballs in what's really going on in America right now.
Yeah.
Now I'm back, we're getting back to doing last podcast on the regs.
Yeah.
And we're gonna teach everybody something every week.
Mm-hmm. Yay! All right, guys, we'll talk to you soon. From Marcus Marks, I'm Mike Kinsel. Thank you for being here, as always.
Megustelation!
Megustelation.
Hile me!
Sure.